$1,000 for you coming your way at 8:15 this morning. We do it 12K a day on the 15s all day long. But good morning, it is Styles and Roman at US 99. And I actually had someone DM me the other day on Instagram saying, hey, is Jameson still driving? Jameson is my shepherd mix. She's a beautiful dog that we have. She is a puppy, but I have her sitting on my lap sometimes when I drive, and I'm probably sure I'm not supposed to be doing that, but I'm having a good time. She's having a good time. It's what you do when you have your puppy with your dog, right? We spoil them. We love them so much.
So for 4th of July, I went to my Uncle Jerry's house. He has a big bash and everything. A lot of fun. But their dog, they got a brand new dog, and the dog had like a pillow around his neck. And I thought maybe he had surgery or I don't know, like you may couldn't like scrub. But no, apparently they had a fence before they had the dog. So the fence was already built, already in place before they got this dog. Mm-hmm. The dog they found could get through the fence and run away. So they had to put this like big pillow, circle pillow around
like
his neck.
It's a stopper. It's like so a stopper. Won't allow it to go underneath.
So it can't go through the fence. Now, I thought my uncle and the family was a little off the wall with this. I'd never heard of it before. But yesterday, I went to my friend Rami and Nicole's house. They had a brand new baby. So me and Tristan went over there and brought him a present. And their dog had the same thing, a pillow around his neck. And I was like, God, why? What? Again, surgery? What? No. We have a fence and the dog was able to get through the fence. So we had to put this pillow around his neck to be a stopper.
Now when you say pillow, like right away I think of like when you fly in an airplane, you know, the thing you put like around your neck.
It was kind of like that. It was like a full circle pillow that it just, yeah, it's like a big
or
thick pillow necklace,
like a cone, you know, like when a dog will go and have surgery or go, or
it's,
if it goes to get like spayed or neutered, they put that on there so the dog can't bite or stuff like that. So like legit they make this for specifically that reason,
I
so
guess
it can't get underneath the fence.
I never heard of it. My Uncle Jerry has his dog with it, and now my neighbors have their dog with it. 312-946-4990. Apparently, we do some weird things with our pets, but I guess it makes sense because if the fence is already existing, they're not going to tear it down and build a new fence, right?
Yeah, why is way too much money to do that? Go buy this pillow and throw it around its neck.
I mean, I feel kind of bad for the dog. I don't think the dog digs it, but I mean, I guess you
but
don't
want to. But can they lay down on it then? Like, they
maybe,
lay down to the side?
I mean, maybe at nighttime, they take it off and the dog can sleep comfortably. Or you have a built-in pillow at all times. I guess you can fall asleep whenever you want, right?
312-946-4995. Let's talk about your pets this morning.
What's your story? Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Homo. About 12 minutes away, 8:15 this morning, $1,000 is going to be going in your pocket. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and you can take that $1,000 and spoil your pets because, yes, 312-946-4995. There are so many amazing pet owners out there.
So my Uncle Jerry and also my neighbors, Rami and Nicole, they have a pillow that they put around the dog's neck. And I never knew what it was for, but apparently they had existing fences and the dogs could sneak through the fences until they put this pillow around the neck, and it acts as like a stopper now and the dogs can't get through the fence.
It's got to be kind of cool though if you're a dog, even though it may be a little embarrassing, if you get tired when you're out in the backyard, just lay over, put your head on the pillow and you can just chill.
Yeah, but the dog has like no street cred among other dogs because, oh, you have that pillow on your neck.
I don't think that really matters.
Good morning, Candy from Romeoville. Tell us about your pet.
Oh, when I take him to the vet, I go ahead and afterward, because, you know, poor thing has to deal with going to the doctor, I stop at McDonald's and get him a cheeseburger.
Now, does your dog prefer the cheeseburger, or would he like a Big Mac or the quarter pounder?
You know, I never found out. I just get him the cheeseburger to make it easy.
You know, I do the same thing with my 4-year-old son, but you do it with your dog?
You know, I do it with my kids with ice cream after shots at the doctor, so, you know.
You can't give a dog ice cream, can you?
Nope.
Wait a minute, you can't? The fam and I, we just bought our dog, Jameson, some ice cream.
But like doggy ice cream. You can't get him like a McDonald's ice cream.
I don't know, I hope so. It was definitely meant to be for you to pick up this cash. $1,000. We got you at 8:15 this morning. But Styles and Roman this morning, we are talking about parents, dog parents who spoil their doggies.
Yeah, my uncle and my neighbors now have pillows around their dogs' necks because they were sneaking out through the fence, and these pillows now act as stoppers, which was
I don't know if that's actually the reason why. I feel like the dogs are just lazy and they just lay down whenever they want with a pillow around their
neck.
I
can tell you, my Uncle Jerry and my two neighbors, the same story. They are not lying. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Jolynn from Lindenhurst.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you. We love you, too. Thanks for listening. Tell us your pet story.
So I have three Great Danes. One of them is the most spoiled. She has her own pillow, her own blankie, and she has a huge stuffed Lammy. And every night she gets that with a blankie tucked in. And if she doesn't, and she has a fit.
Hold on. Jolynn, you tuck in your dog with a blankie?
I do. Yes, I'm crazy.
I love that you call it a blankie. Like, you know, it's a dog and it's a blanket, but yet you make it very, very baby and call it a blankie.
Yep, she's got a blankie. And if it comes off, she has a fit. So it usually nudges me and I have to wake up and cover her up again.
Well, it was crazy.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. It's 826 Tuesday morning. It's going to get up to about 82 degrees today, later on this afternoon, as the high. And we're talking about things we do with our pets. And my mom just texted saying, your sister Nikki, she always get our dog Lexi a cheeseburger and fries from the vet whenever she's done. So I guess my family, I guess, spoils a little bit more with the fries added in there.
Oh, man. What you guys do with your dogs cracks me up. But you know what? We love our pets, right? They're part of the family. So good morning to Shannon. What is that crazy thing that your brother does with his dog?
He takes his Rottweiler up to Starbucks every Saturday and Sunday morning for a pup cup so they can enjoy a coffee together.
And what is that? What is it, a frup cup?
I don't know if it's a special drink just for the dog, but yes, apparently a pup cup is a thing.
Let's be honest. He's taking it to Starbucks to try to pick up chicks. Come on.
Nope. He is very happily married and his dogs are his life.
Well, if his wife is listening, then he's definitely not doing that. I apologize.
Thanks for breaking up a marriage.
Stacy from Hampshire, good morning. What do you do for your pet?
So when I got this puppy, I was all convinced that I was going to train my dog to ring this little bell every time she had to go out to go to the bathroom. So I would take her paw and put it on, like, make, like, the dinging noise with her paw, and then I would let her out. Well, 3 years later, I have to ring the bell every time before she'll go out the door.
So she trained you.
Yeah, she trained me to ring the bell to let her out.
You know, Stephanie, I got to tell you, about 3 weeks ago, we hung a bell on our back door, and I would do the same thing that you were talking about. Every time I would take her out, I would ring the bell, and I would talk and be like, oh, it's time to go potty, Jameson. Time to go potty. And we would go out there, and then I was waiting. A week goes by, 2 weeks go by. Finally, one time, Stephanie, Jameson took her paw and hit the bell. I opened up the door. She walked out there and she went to the washroom.
Really? I don't know. I did something wrong.
So I'm not trying to brag, but I think my dog is smarter than yours.
She probably is.
Chicago's hottest country. Hey, it's Styles and Roman at US 99. We got Samantha on the phone. What's going on?
So I was just listening to the radio about the pets, and I just wanted to tell you guys a couple of things. Number one, from Starbucks, it's actually called a puppuccino because I take my dog to Starbucks.
A puppuccino.
Yeah, I take her at least once a week to Starbucks.
Okay, so why do you do that? Why did you decide one day to get your dog a frappuccino?
Puppuccino.
It's puppuccino. Because I took her to the vet and she was being good and I wanted something to drink and she literally almost jumped into Starbucks. So they're like, can we give your dog a puppuccino? And I was like, yeah, sure. And it's literally cracked to her. Like, she loves it.
What is a puppuccino like? What's inside of it?
It's just whipped cream. That's all. And they literally give it to you in a little cup, and it is the funniest thing ever.
And then they have it all over their nose.
She does. She gets it everywhere. And then the bell thing, I trained her with the bell, but I didn't do it right, I'm guessing, because she will ring the bell every time she gets in trouble or she just wants to go outside.
And then the one time she is going to ring it and you're not going to jump off the couch, that's when she's going to go potty in the house.
She squatted and peed on the floor, and I'm like, I don't even know if I can get mad at you right now, to be honest.